At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I'm John Besser with Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs, outlining a new world for the Middle East, a north-south corridor. It passes along the shore of the Caspian Sea through Baku, the capital of Azerbaijan, a republic that is friendly with the United States and with Israel and with the whole region. There's a railroad station there that'll be part of the mix. However, the Azerbaijanis have been in conflict with Armenia since the end of the Soviet Union. And Gregory, you're reporting that Armenia is going through a major transformation now, having asked the Russians to leave. Where are they going?
Well, that's the thing. They packed up their bags and left their relationship with Russia without knowing where they're going. Armenia, as you know, is a very isolated, landlocked country bordering on Turkey, on Georgia, and on Azerbaijan and Iran. And so it really has to be careful as to what it does. It's basically faced decades or even centuries of hostility from Turkey, and has been rightly become quite nervous and paranoid about that. And it's therefore taken refuge in the fact that they have a Turkic-speaking country, Azerbaijan, on its eastern flank. And in 1991 or so, the Armenians literally took over by military force large areas of Azerbaijan, including the enclave, which was largely peopled by Armenians living in Azerbaijan, in Nagorno-Karabakh. And this led to a lot of hostility. Azerbaijan was poor for much of that region, had a much bigger population than Armenia. And subsequently, the Armenians kept provoking the Azerbaijanis, failing to somehow understand that Azerbaijan in the past 15 years or so has become immensely wealthy from oil and gas revenues, and has modernized its military capabilities, had built up links not only with Turkey, because Turkey was anxious to help it, but also with Israel and the like. So Armenia was stuck with two allies, Iran, which and the old Armenian empire of antiquity dominated a lot of that area, and subsequently the Persian Empire dominated a lot of what is now Armenia. And so there's a common cause between the Armenians and the Iranians. But the Armenians relied, if you like, for their safeguard on the Russian, first the Soviet and then the Russian military presence in their country. But we have to think that Armenia has got a population of just over a couple of million, and three quarters or even 80% of the Armenian population lives outside the country. And that those Armenian diaspora people don't really do much to help the Armenians back in Armenia. Yes, they send money home to family members and so on, but they don't do much to promote Armenia's linkage with the rest of the world. The Armenians in the United States are overwhelmingly preoccupied with getting the U.S. government to recognize the genocide by the Turks against the Armenians in the early 20th century, and quite rightly so. But they don't really care much what the government in Armenia has been doing. And that government of this very small population of the beautiful country underwent a major shakeup a few years ago when the Armenians suffered a defeat at the hands of the Azerbaijan military, because the Armenian forces started yet another war with Azerbaijan as a form of lunacy. So the government was thrown out.
We've got 30 seconds, Gregory. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
You had Nikol Pashinyan, who basically took over to end the corruption. Well, Pashinyan has now said that he's leaving the treaty organization with Moscow. He's throwing out the Russian troops, but he has nowhere to go. So either he has to come up with a new rapprochement with Georgia and Iran, but also with Azerbaijan. And if they fail to do that, then we might see Armenia coming to more or less a total collapse. The question is, what happens to its territory?
Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.